Good morning. Today is April 6, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The US dollar is trading lower against its G10 peers this morning, as markets turn their attention to escalating geopolitical developments and a critical deadline in the Middle East. Traders are closely watching last-minute ceasefire negotiations ahead of President Trump's stated deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In a strongly worded message, the president warned of potential strikes on Iranian infrastructure, including power plants and bridges, if the strait is not reopened by 8 p.m. Tuesday. Efforts to de-escalate are underway, with Egypt, Pakistan, and Turkey reportedly working to secure a 45-day ceasefire. However, tensions remain elevated. Overnight, Israel, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates all reported attacks, and Israel confirmed a strike on an Iranian petrochemical facility responsible for approximately 50% of the country's production. This morning, we'll see the ISM Services Index at 10 a.m. That's followed by durable goods data tomorrow, jobless claims and GDP on Thursday, and then CPI on Friday. That CPI report will be particularly important, as it may offer the first meaningful indication of how the conflict in the Middle East is impacting inflation. In the FX market, the Australian dollar is leading gains against the greenback among G10 currencies this morning. Ongoing inflation concerns in Australia have already prompted the Reserve Bank of Australia to hike rates in March, and markets are now pricing in an additional 2 to 3 hikes this year. If realized, that would bring the official cash rate to levels not seen since late 2008. Meanwhile, the Canadian dollar is also edging higher against the US dollar, supported by cautious optimism around ceasefire negotiations. While the loonie has underperformed relative to its peers during the recent dollar sell-off, it is beginning to recover ahead of key domestic data. Canadian PMI figures are due at 9:30 a.m., with previous readings indicating a modest level of economic contraction. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.